couple of other notes that have come in over the transom, as we like to say, from our good friend Tony up in Dixon Lake. He said that the ice went out of Dixon on the 24th. The wood ducks are using the nest boxes. There was a green heron along the river up there, and that's not a very common occurrence, according to Tony. Northerns are still active in the creeks, which means that the game wardens are probably still active chasing the guys out there trying to poach the northerns. It's a kind of a game that's been played for a long, long time. I was a contestant in that game once, not anymore. And magpies. He found a magpie nest in Spruce Plantation. So there's that going on up around Dixon Lake. And then from our good friend Ian down in the cities. And I want to read you this because this is poetry. This is Ian, and he shares his phenology observations with us on the radio quite often. And he says, spring has arrived in Minneapolis. Crocuses, painted lady and morning cloak butterflies, dragonflies, great horned owlets. My wife and I have spotted these and more during the last week. And in diligently recording our sightings, I realized that I often forget to pause and reflect on the beauty of this peculiar hobby. The natural world is vastly more wild and strange and wonderful than my best phenological notes will ever capture. And there is some irony that in observing the biological rhythms of nature, my own secret destiny is staring right back at me. How fortunate we are to share in this ancient conversation together through your phenology report. Bring on the warblers, your friend Ian. Boy, if that doesn't get you out there and wanting to do some phenology, then I don't know. Maybe you should check your pulse.